Paul Lisnik, WGN-TV political analyst. I know how busy you are, but I understand it was a phone issue, so thanks for hanging with us.
Absolutely. It was some kind of gremlin that got in the way, but I'm with you now, Lisa.
So let's talk about the budget that got passed. Even nationally, it's being talked about because, number one, it's Illinois. Number two, thousands of pages went from introduction into legislation to approval in a matter of 48 hours. That's business as usual?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was. Well, we were talking about it on the TV side, basically just saying, you know, hang in there. This is going to happen in the last hour. Some said, oh, it's not going to happen. I said, no, it'll happen, but it'll happen minutes before midnight on Saturday. And that's exactly when it happened, when these things get pushed through, because obviously the government has to continue functioning. They didn't get to everything, and I'm sure you're going to ask about that. So there is a budget. The government will continue to function. It's a balanced budget, dumped through some taxes, about $800 million. But, of course, they didn't get to transit and some other issues that remain on the agenda.
Right. They didn't get to transit and pensions.
That's correct. Let me just – the transit thing is really interesting because, as you know, the budget deficit itself is about $771 million. Kirk Dillard, who runs the RTA, says, look, we need $1.5 billion to function. And so they're trying to figure all of that out. But here's what did get through the Senate. Important to say it did not get through the House because people are not going to be happy about this. The Senate passed a bill which would not increase the tollway rates, which was under consideration. Instead, Lisa, they're going to put a $1.50 fee on retail deliveries, meaning everything, every box you get from Amazon, from UPS, from FedEx, going to cost you $1.50 a box for it to come in. Exceptions, medicine, and groceries. But they've kind of dubbed this the pizza tax because when you call your local pizza place and order a pizza, it's $1.50 for that to come. That did not pass yet. It passed out of the Senate. The House did not take it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the pizza tax that everybody taxes frustrated. So that's DoorDash, Uber, Grubhub, Amazon, UPS, and your local pizza shop.
Yeah.
It seems like that would bring in billions of dollars, Paul. I mean, it seems like that alone would solve something, but people aren't going to be happy about it.
The projection, Lisa, is that it's $1.5 billion. That seems to be the way they think they can get to that Kirk Dillard number of $1.5 billion that they need. Think about all the packages. Now, you know, when the city put in the bag tax, people started to use their permanent bags and, you know, I'm not going to buy a bag, that sort of thing. It's really tough, however, to get around all the things we use UPS and Amazon and whatever else for. So I don't know that that's a done deal yet, because I think now that there's time, since the House didn't get to it, wasn't done by midnight, representatives will have plenty of time to be hearing from their constituents about that, and I'm sure they will.
Absolutely, they're going to hear about it, because if you have 10, 15 packages, pizza, food, packages delivered in a week, you're paying $20 a week, $80 a month, you're talking about $1,000 a year in a fee that, well, you're not going to be happy about.
Yeah, right. No, that's exactly right. Now, here's the other thing. Because it didn't pass by midnight, it's going to take 3/5 now of a vote, not just a majority, 3/5 to get it through. Now, they could wait until the veto session in the fall, but they're not going to wait to fix transit that long, so it'll be before that. But one way or another, they're going to have to find a way that 3/5 of those legislatures will be able to adopt it.
It seems like people who smoke have lost more and more power. They always want to apply sin taxes, and they're trying to get that one through on cigarettes or any smoking products, right?
Well, that one did get through. That is part of not the transport thing, transit fee, but that is part of just the overall budget. So the $800 million in tax increases, that did go through. You're right. It's tobacco. But you know what you did? They expanded it now. And I'm not a smoker, so but not just cigarettes, but it's now pouches and e-cigs. And the rate is going to 45% of the wholesale cost of one of those packages, also to vaping, also to online sports betting. Per wager, you'll pay the fee. So, you know, as you said, we consider these sin taxes, like you don't have to bet, you don't have to, smoke. And so that's where that would come from. But, yeah, when it comes to transit, that really gets whacked in the way with that $1.50 tax.
And we continue to tax tourists that come into the city, or those of us that get a hotel room every once in a while here.
Oh, that goes without question, but there's a lot of people that say, look, if you're coming to the city, you're staying here from another city and you're using it, you know, you should pay for the privilege of using our services and staying here. I mean, I think there's arguments on both sides of that, except for the fact that it encourages people maybe not to stay in the city. you know, would they stay elsewhere if they don't want to pay those fees? But I kind of at least get the theory of somebody would say, look, people are coming in, they're using our resources, they ought to be able to help pay while they're here. Okay, that's the argument.
What stood out in your mind that might upset folks in this state?
Well, here's what nobody kind of mentioned. Maybe these are, I'm going to be picky-unish if you don't mind. First of all, a lot of people are looking at all this stuff that are happening and said, well, you know, did the lawmakers suffer? No. The lawmakers got their 5% raise. That went through, in fairness. The law requires it, but there are questions as to whether they can opt out of those raises, but they got their raises, in fairness to the governor. He does not take a salary, so that will not impact him. And in addition, there are provisions, take a little time to go through those thousands of pages, but one caught my eye, Proviso Township, that happens to be a district that Speaker Chris Welch represents. They did get $40 million for some improvements in an outdoor sports complex. So there is pork in the bill, and so while we're trying to find a way to pay for things, make no mistake, pork made its way into this bill as well.
It always does. Thank you so much for joining us, Paul. I understand you're on TV all weekend long, basically. I don't know when you get a break, but I love the Political Report, 9 a.m. on Saturdays. And I didn't know that you went behind the curtain. Tell me about that show.
Well, so briefly, and by the way, Political Report is Sundays at 9.
And
Behind the Curtain is a show I've done with WGN Radio as a podcast for several years now, but it is now on the new TV streaming app called WGN Plus. It's a break from politics. It's theater. It's the arts. It's another side of me. And people can catch that on the streaming app or WGNTV.com on Saturdays at 10:30 and 4:30, Sundays at 4:30. It airs a few times, along with Mike Toomey has a show called Laugh Tracks. They're really trying to build up the WGN streaming app. But then what I do that Toomey and others don't do, on Monday, it comes to the radio side and joins the podcast world of WGNRadio.com. So that's kind of cool, too.
Steve Bertrand claims that you wear a clip-on bow tie. Is that true, or do you tie it yourself?
Not true, Steve Bertrand. I make every one of those ties. And by the way, tune in on this Thursday on the Midday News, 11:45. I'm going to have Be On Set with Jake Tapper. We'll ask him a few questions about this little book he wrote that somebody has nobody's heard of.
Wow, that's a big get. That's Thursday at what time?
Thursday, 11:45 on the Midday, and he's going to stay around and do a segment with me for my Sunday Political Report as well. So lots of time to ask Jake a few questions.
Paul, it wasn't me. It was Kevin Powell who said you wear a clip-on.
I thought it was Steve Dale, who actually does wear a clip-on bow tie, so, you know.
It was Steve Dale.
Yeah, it was Steve Dale.
Have a great day, Paul.
You too, Lisa. Sorry about the glitch, but I'm glad I was with you.